感谢主，很开心能够来到澳洲，这是我第一次来澳洲。
I'm so happy that I've been in Australia. This is my first time being here in Australia.
你知道，所以当美国那边在邀请我，他们已经邀请第三次了，但是我真的是很仔细、很仔细的思考，到底十一月我要去哪里。
So the U.S. people have invited me three times already. I've been thinking and pondering where should I go.
然后我甚至在这个过程里面，我说：“哎，如果我可以见到君慈牧师的话，我很想了解，就是澳洲雪梨1503到底是一个什么样的教会。”
So actually, while I was pondering, I was thinking maybe I hope to actually meet Pastor Yu in person, so I can get to know what 1503 Church is about.
所以就在台湾，我遇见了牧师。
And in Taiwan, I actually met her in person.
然后呢，我们相谈甚欢。
We chatted, and it was lovely.
因为通常你知道，进到我办公室来的人呢，通常就会很正襟危坐。
Usually, people when they arrive into my office, they'll be very serious.
就特别是要来邀请的话，通常都会是这个样子。
Especially people who are inviting me to be a speaker, they're very serious.
但是当我见到君成牧师的时候，我看到他的开朗。
But when I met Pastor Yu, she was so joyful.
而且她里面非常单纯，而且敞开。
She has such a pure heart, and she's so open.
当我跟她一聊的时候，像家人一样。
When I chatted with her, I really feel like she's family.
我发现她里面的信心跟勇气让我非常的佩服。
I see her courage and her faith, and I really admire that.
而且她不断的说冒险，而且团队。
She keeps saying teamwork and also take adventures.
而这些东西就是在我的里面不断的 echo,
and that are the same thing that is echoing inside me.
我觉得我找到了我的家人
and I found a family.
所以在那个过程里面，我说牧师好，我会仔细的思考。
So in that moment, I responded to pastor's invitations to say, "I'll think about this."
然后我就一定要回家跟太太讨论。
So I went back home and I consoled my wife.
因为这个我每次出来了，她就受苦。
Every time when I leave the family, she has to suffer.
因为我有三个孩子。
Because I have three children.
他们，每一次，只要每一次我出来，他就非常的辛苦，要接送，要带他们补习，要各样帮他们做饭，各样的事情。
Every time I leave the house, she has to suffer. She has to do so much. Take them to school from school, cooking and taking them to extra class, curriculum classes.
你知道每一次我最享受的服侍就是我能够带着我的太太。
You know what? The most favorite part about ministering is if I can bring my wife.
她不需要做任何的事情，只要在我旁边，我就感受到极大的帮助。
She doesn't even have to do anything. Just her being with me, I felt so much help from her.
你知道我们刚认识的时候呢，她就是那个会每一次我跟别人一对一，她就坐在我旁边，感觉是我在跟她一对一一样。
Every time when I do one-on-one in the beginning, when she's with me, she sits there and it's as if I'm doing one-on-one with her.
因为她比我一对一的对象还要专心。
Because she's more focused on me than the one-on-one person that I'm talking to.
我每次讲什么，她一直点头。
Everything I say, she'll just nod in agreement.
我想说，怎么会有这么好的观众？
She's like, well, she's an observer, but she's so focused.
到今天，我每次讲到她，都是在下面这样子 support 我。
Even until now, every time when I preach, she sits there and have that same intense support.
我记得我有一阵子啊，我讲话常会大舌头。
I remember there's this period of time when I speak, I stumble some words.
甚至我已经紧张到一个程度呢，我甚至觉得我会在敬拜的最高峰时候讲错话。
And it was to a point that I was so nervous at a worship climax that I'll say the wrong thing.
比如说我会说万王之王万主之主。
For example, I would say King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
但是你知道大舌头是会讲成万王之王万主之主。
But with my, yeah, I can't translate like Lord, King of King or like yeah, fish bowl. Yes, oh yeah, me big bowl instead of king.
所以你知道在那样子的一个大舌头的状态里面的时候呢，我太太就会在下面仍然支持我。
Even when I'm stumbling over some words during that period of time, my wife is always down there listening and supporting me.
我还记得那是服事非常早期的时候，然后我回到家里面，我会非常沮丧的，连睡觉都没办法睡。
So in the beginning, when I began to minister, I get so nervous, and at night I couldn't sleep.
然后我就会跟他讲说，你知道吗？今天我又大舌头讲成这样子，然后全场都在笑。
I'll tell my wife like, "Oh, today I stumbled a word, and it's really bad, and all my friends are laughing at me."
他会跟我讲什么，你知道吗
？You know what her response to me was?
他说：“大家都笑你非常的可爱。”
Oh, everyone's laughing with you because you're so adorable.
从那天开始，我在大舌头的时候，我都在台上自己开我自己玩笑。
So now every time when I stumble over my word, I'll be on stage and I'll laugh at myself.
我开始有一个非常健康的自我形象。
I have such a healthy self-image now.
因为大家都笑我可爱。
Because everyone is laughing with me because I'm adorable.
所以你知道，在生命的过程里面，其实要能够走一个呼召跟命定，是需要非常好的伴侣。
So in a journey.On our journey towards our destiny and calling, it's really important that we have a good partner.
而这次我来到这边呢，我第一天晚上圣公就请我一起吃饭。
And my first arrival in Sydney, the 1503 leadership team took me out for dinner.
啊，我跟 Michael 啊 ，JD 啊，还有 Brenda 一起吃饭的时候，我感受到很大很大的被接纳，很大很大的感受，这就是个家。
So I was eating with the leadership team, Michael, Tina, Brenda, and JD, that I felt like family. I feel so accepted.
哇，我就马上把我生命里面的故事啊，哇，很多很多东西到现在我们自己的会友都不知道的事情，我全部都讲给他们听了。
I was so comfortable, open, and safe that I just opened up all my stories, even stuff I haven't actually talked about with my church back home. I shared as well.
果然神邀请我来到这个地方，开始新的关系。
I can feel God leading me to be here to start a new relationship.
在世界各地，每到去到一个地方的时候，我都会找寻那个可以建立关系的人。
Every time when I travel the world, I'll find people whom I can build relationships with.
因为当关系建立的时候，那样就是天国。
Because when relationships are established, that is kingdom.
你知道我我非常开心 ，Steve 跟逸飞主任牧师他们在我们中间。
I'm so happy that Steve and Ife pastors are here. They're senior pastors in Auckland, New Zealand.
他们是奥克兰 R22 灵粮堂的主任牧师。
They are the senior pastors of Auckland Bread of Life, R22 Bread of Life in Auckland.
我认识Ife应该至少有23年到24年，但我不能讲你的年纪。
I've known the pastor for 22 or 23 years, and she says she's only 28 years old.
我那时候还在台北灵粮堂，那时候我们开始了一个新的，就是青年牧区里面第一个社青的小组。然后呢，我们在一起在那边参加这个社青小组。
So back in that time, we were in the same small cell group, and it was the first young working adult small groups, and she was in the group.
她真的是我非常非常贴心的同工。
And she's one of the best and close to my heart leaders.
我还记得我们一起跟着传道同所有传道同工，我们一起去大西北宣教。
So this is one time at mission. A couple of pastors went to 大西 for mission.
那是我们进到中国最深最深的地方。
Oh, went to the heart in the middle of China.
在那个地方其实是非常不容易的。
It's actually a very difficult place.
但是在那个地方。我们经历了看见了很多神在那边的工作。
But then we witness a lot of work of God.
其实我在去之前我已经生病了。
Before actually going to the trip, I got sick.
但是我的个性就是管他什么，就是去就对了。
But based on my personality, who cares? I'm just going to go.
结果没想到在那个地方竟然车子会抛锚啦。
And then when we arrived, we were at the mission.
而且非常冷，非常冷的下雨天里面，我们要下来推车。
It was like freezing, freezing cold, and we have to get out of the car and push the car.
我们要去体验怎么在那边种土豆，以至于能够帮助那边的人。
And we're learning how to plant potatoes so that we can have help for the people there.
所以到了最后旅程的时候，我开始变成重病。
Oh, then by the end of the mission, my illness got worsened.
然后在坐飞机要回去的过程里面，要先到香港转机。
And then heading back home on the flight, I had to transfer in Hong Kong.
但那时候我已经感觉到我应该活不下去了。
And I feel like maybe I'm not going to make it to Taiwan.
我整个发高烧，然后头痛到每一次飞机的起降，我觉得我的耳朵要炸掉。
So I was in a really bad place. I had a high fever, and every movement of the flight, I feel my ear is going to pop.
然后训光牧师就告诉我说：“那我们要不要在香港，我们就马上送医院急诊？”
And Pastor Guangguan was like, "You know what? Should we go to the emergency hospital in Hong Kong when we land?"
我非常想，但是我最后想说，还是撑回台湾吧。
I wanted to, but then I said, let's just head to Taiwan. I'm just going to hold it there.
逸飞以前是护士。
逸飞 was a nurse in the before.
所以当时候他一下飞机，他马上打电话给他亲戚是医生，然后马上把我送去他的家人的诊所里面，然后就开始 一切的医疗就开始进到我里面。
And so we landed, she straight up called her relatives, who's a doctor, and they just took me to the clinic and gave me all the emergency aid and to help me.
我永远记得这个救命之恩。
And I'm forever grateful for this life-saving help.
所以后来。我去了纽西兰好多次，只要她叫我，我就到。
So whenever I go to New Zealand, whenever she calls me, I'll always be there.
我非常开心在奥克兰现在有 R22 这间教会。
I'm so happy now in Auckland we have R22 this church.
我永远 appreciate 这样的 friendship.
Yeah, I always appreciate this friendship.
所以你知道，当我们在讲关系的时候
，So we're talking about relationships.
你知道天国最大的宝藏就是关系。
You know, the greatest treasure in kingdom is relationship.
在路加福音第十六章那个地方有讲到一个不义的管家。
So in Luke 22, there's an ungodly judge.
你知道当财主要把他 fire 掉的时候呢，他就去决定做一个动作。
So the owner was so mad with the person and is going to fire that person.
他把所有欠财主钱的这些人呢，全部找来。
And this evil person took everyone who owed the boss money.To gather them together.
可能有欠一百的，他就把它改成五十；有欠五十的改成十。
So there are people who owe the boss $100. He will change it to say, "Oh, now you only owe $50."
首先我要说这件事情是不对的哈。
First, I want to say this is wrong. Okay, don't do this, guys.
但是耶稣却在这个比喻的里面，他鼓励了这一个人。
But then Jesus said this parable and praised this person.
我们来看路加福音第十六章第八节到第九节，好吗
？So let's read Luke from 16.
好，我先念，然后 Angie 你再帮我念英文 ，OK？ 主人就夸奖这个不义的管家做事聪明，好吧？我们一起讲不义的管家。
Let's say，
但是却做事聪明。好，这是一个不对的，但是他却是做事聪明的。
This is a wrong thing, but he was wise.
OK， 所以这边又继续讲到说，因为今世之子在世事之上，较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友。到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
The masters commanded the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd than dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is done, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
你知道这段经文，我们常常可以讲到饶恕或者讲到忠心。
So when we talk about this scripture, we can mention forgiveness and also faithfulness.
但今天我想要跟你们谈的是关系。
But today I want to talk to you about relationships.
你知道今生的钱财到底重不重要？
Are the worldly wealth important?
你知道我绝对不是一个宗教分子，告诉你说贫穷圣洁最重要。
I'm not that religious to say, oh, holiness and being poor is good.
我会告诉你钱非常的重要。
I will tell you, worldly wealth is so important.
因为圣经里面，耶稣常常用金钱来衡量这个地上所谓的丰盛。
Jesus uses wealth to determine the abundance of a person's life.
但是刚刚经文让我们看见到，这个丰盛如果没有为了建造关系。
But with this abundance, if it's not used for relationships,
那么好像今世之子。其实会比光明之子更加聪明。
Then we can see the worldly people are wiser than the people of the light.
耶稣在这个地方提醒我们，所有的钱财的目的是为了建造关系。
Jesus is reminding us again that with all the wealth of this world, it should be used to build relationships.
为什么新约耶稣要这样讲？其实要回顾到旧约里面。
Why did Jesus talk like this? Let's look back at the Old Testament.
因为神起初在创造之前，他在乎的就是关系，因此他创造人，以至于有能够接受爱的关系。
When God first created the world, He loves and cares about relationships. That's why He created humans so that we can be the receiver of His love.
因为神的名字就叫做爱。
Because God is love.
他需爱是需要有对象的。
Love needs a person.
爱不可能自己然后说我爱。
A person can't be a person by itself and say I love.
爱一定是要给予出去之后还会有回应的。
Love must be given and has a response.
所以神在起初创造天地的时候，他心里面只想到一件事情，就是要把这大地造得非常好，有一个目的。
So God created the world to be wonderful and beautiful for one purpose.
因为第六天神要创造人。
Because on the sixth day, God is planning and creating humans.
你知道地上的父母亲都会用尽一切的力量，为着那还未生的婴孩预备。
We all know that as parents on earth, that we will prepare for the unborn child coming.
我的大女儿现在16岁。
My eldest daughter, she is 16 now.
你知道在16年前，当我们知道我的太太肚子里面有这个孩子的时候，我们非常非常的兴奋。
So 16 years ago, when we first found out my wife is pregnant with a baby, we were so excited.
但是那时候在台湾是不可以知道性别的。
So back in that time in Taiwan, we're not allowed to know the gender of our baby.
因为很有可能是女孩的话就会被堕掉，而男孩留下来。
Because they were worried that if you find out that it's a girl, that people will abort them.
所以政府就有这个政策，是你不可以知道，医生知道了也不能让你知道。
So back time, in that time, there were policy that doctors, even if the doctors know, they're not allowed to tell the parents.
你知道在我那个，在我这个 generation, 其实已经很少人想要生孩子了。
You know, back in even my generation, a lot of people don't want kids.
所以我们生三个，这个在台湾是异类。
So we had three kids, and that is actually minority.
所以每一次我们看到弟兄姐妹说多生一点。
So whenever I see brothers and sisters in church, have more kids.
他们看到我们生的时候，他们就闭嘴了，说好生多一点。
And they see that I have three kids, they okay. They
所以每一个几乎都生三个。
So majority people have three kids now.
你知道他生三个之后，后面他们都知道我们有多辛苦跟多痛苦了。
And now they have three kids, they understand my struggle.
所以我记得16年前的时候，我们要这个不知道是到底是男孩女孩的时候，我们就要预备他的很多的东西。
So back 16 years ago, we don't know at the gender of our baby. We have to prepare a lot of things.
如果你一去到这个卖婴儿的用品店的话，你一定会看到不是粉蓝呢，就是粉红。
So if you look at baby items, you'll see either it's like baby pink or baby blue.
Yeah, 所以就让你决定说到底是哪一个 gender, 所以你就可以买那个颜色。
So usually when you know the gender, you can determine which one to buy.
当你不知道的时候怎么办？
But what if you don't know the gender?
就是两种都买。
So I ended up buying both.
所以在那个过程里面，我们还买那个床呢，是可以调高度。
We bought a bed, baby bed that can change the height.
对，我们要买枕头，还要买中间有一个洞的，是以至于这个头型可以睡得比较漂亮。
A special bed a pillow that has a hole in it, so then when the baby sleeps, the head will be beautiful.
然后要在那个床的上面还要摆一个会转动的，让它可以一直有注意力一直在那个上面。
So we have like the hanging toys, and then the baby can have engagement and something to look at.
然后旁边还要摆一个小书，上面有黑白的。他们说，因为小时候多看书，长大就会念书。
And then we also put a lot of books in the room because if the baby are exposed and looking at the book, when they grow up, they will like books.
所以我们全部都买了。
So we bought a lot of things.
所以无论是喝奶的，还有保温器。
Also for the bottles, like keeping it warm.
奶嘴还有不同的大小。
And it's like different tips for the bottles.
然后各样东西都买好了之后呢，然后我就跟爸说，跟我爸爸说，爸，没钱了。
After buying all these things, I told my dad.
可是我们应该要换一部车，因为 baby 来的话需要有强壮一点的车。
And I ran out of money now, Dad. Oh, we need a car because the baby's coming. We need a stronger car to protect.
对我爸来讲，因为是最大的孙，这个叫孙女。
To my dad, this baby is the first.
Firstborn.
Yeah.
所以他就说，车子多少钱
？How much is the car？
所以我们还研究了当时候比较平价一点的福特的 Escape， 很强壮的车，这个测验过怎么撞都不会怎么样的。所以我们后来爸爸就付钱买了那部车。
We actually did a research by picked affordable pricing, but a very strong one that when it gets hit, it's still intact and very strong. And my dad bought it for me.
然后还跟爸爸讲说，爸，你知道车子上面需要有 car seat 吗？
I actually told Dad, do you know that the car needs a car seat?
你知道 car seat 有分很多等级吗？
A car seat has different levels.
爸爸就说最高等级多少钱？
My dad said pick the most expensive one.
所以爸爸又买了最高等级的 car seat.
So my dad bought the highest quality car seat.
你知道不只是父母亲用尽力量为自己的孩子预备。
So not just the parents use their best effort to prepare for the baby.
就连爷爷奶奶辈都用尽自己的力量，想要为他预备最好的。
And even the grandparents also use their greatest effort to prepare.
你知道我在学生过程里面的时候，我非常喜欢这个 Michael Jordan.
When I was a student, I loved Michael Jordan.
在我们那个年代，能够买一双 Michael Jordan， 就感觉全世界都在我脚下了。
Back in that time, if I have a Michael Jordan shoes, I feel the world is under my feet.
自己以为穿上那个 Michael Jordan, Air Jordan 的时候呢，我就可以灌篮。
And I feel like if I have Air Jordan, I can dunk.
所以想自己的梦想呢，就会想要给孩子一双 Air Jordan。
So it is my dream to give my child an Air Jordan.
结果不知因为第一次做爸爸妈妈，不知道小孩一岁以前都不会走路。
So it's the first time being a dad, I didn't know that before they were 1 year old, they don't walk.
所以买了那个 size 到最后当他会走路的时候没办法穿了。
So I bought a size for my child, but then by the time she can walk, she can't wear it.
你知道我想要表达的就是在地上的父母亲都用尽力量为了自己的孩子预备。
What I want to express and explain is, as earthly parents, we want to give the best to our children.
好吧，我们看一下路加福音第十一章的第十一节到第十三节。
Let's have a look at Luke chapter 11.
我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read together.
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Okay, I read it at the same time, but yes, okay, I read it. Okay. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? And if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
我今天想要跟大家来谈一下，就是你觉得圣灵给求他的人这件事情有这么好吗？
I wanted to ask a question today. That do you agree that the Father giving us the Holy Spirit is such a good thing?
你知道我们的神是永恒不被限制的神。
You know, God is an eternal God without any limitation.
他有全能，他有权柄，他有智慧。
He has authority. He has power. He has wisdom.
他可以穿越时空而不被限制。
He's not even limited by time.
但是一个永恒的神进到人的里面，在有限的里面，却无法表达他的无限。
So would an unlimited God limit himself into a human?
他本来可以穿越时空，他却选择住在我们的里面。
He could have been unlimited in time and in space, but he chose to be and dwell in us human being with limitation.
他还要看我们的脸色。
And he even have to look at our emotions.
当今天我不想要圣灵出现的时候，我就没有说圣灵，请你来。
If I don't feel like it, I might say, Holy Spirit, I don't want you.
我可能花最长的时间，其实在这个世界上面是处于一个黑暗的状态。
I could even live my whole entire life in darkness.
可能很多的时候，其实我眼睛看的是不洁的东西，我手触碰的是不洁的东西。
Maybe even what I look at, what I touch is unclean.
但是在我里面的圣灵，他是全然的圣洁。
But the Holy Spirit that's living inside of me is completely holy.
当我们看的非常肮脏的东西的时候，他在里面不断的为我们叹息。
So when I'm looking at something that's unholy and unclean, the Holy Spirit inside of us is sighing.
他没有办法做任何的事情。
He cannot do anything.
就像当年我孩子 很可爱的，他就说：“爸爸妈妈。”如果当年亚当伸手去拿分别善恶树上的果子的时候，就把他的手打断。
My child, I remember mentioning to me, if Adam reached out to the apple at the tree in the Eden, could have just break his arm.
那我们都不会要死了。
Then we would be all safe.
我好希望亚当的手能够被打断哦。
If only we can just break his arm.
结果神有打断亚当的手吗？
Did God break his arm?
这叫做爱。
This is love.
当我们选择错误的时候，他还没有直接出手管教我们。
When this is love, when we choose mistake, when we sin, he didn't break us and punish us.
而他允许让他自己的灵住在我们的里面。
And he allows the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
你知道在旧约的里面是不会有这种事情发生的。
Do you know that in the Old Testament, this is impossible?
因为旧约圣灵只降临在王或者是祭司或者先知的身上。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit only falls on kings, priests and prophets.
而且通常是为了一个 mission， 所以圣灵高抹这些这三个角色，以至于他们能够行出神要做的事。
It's usually with a sole purpose, a destiny, a mission that the Holy Spirit will anoint them and fall on them so that enables them to do God's work.
因为一个圣洁的灵是无法住在一个污秽的人身上。
Because a Holy Spirit is holy and he cannot dwell in man that's sinful.
如果你有读立位记的话，你会知道每一年大祭司要进到至圣所里面。
If you read Leviticus, you will understand that once a year, the high priest will enter the Holy of Holies.
它代表着整个以色列人民要进到至圣所去面对神。
And he represents the people of Israel to enter into God's presence.
他求神的怜悯可以覆盖他。
So that the mercy of God might fall upon him.
你知道他是需要写遗书的。
You know he had to write a last will.
因为他不知道他有没有任何一个罪他没有认的，他进去就被击杀。
Because there might be a time that he forgot of sin, that he hasn't repented, and before God's presence, he'll be killed.
所以大祭司脚上是需要绑铃铛的，一个红线跟铃铛。
And the high priest actually has to wear a little bell on him, so that when he enters,
因为如果里面没有什么动静的时候，他们会拉一下，确认他没有动静，就把他拖出来，因为他已经死了。
Because he's the only one who can enter the Holy of Holies. And if he's not moving and there's no bell, people have to pull him out because no one can enter in.
你可以理解神对于圣洁这一件事情，他是多么的在乎吗？
So can you see how God cares about holiness?
他怎么会愿意让他的灵去住在这么肮脏的你我身上？
Why would a holy God allow his Holy Spirit to dwell in us who are so unclean?
因为耶稣付上了代价。
Because Jesus paid the price.
他的儿子付上了生命的代价，上到十字架，以至于流出宝血来。
Because Jesus, he went on the cross and he paid the price.
因此圣经上面说，因着他的鞭伤我们得医治，因着他的刑罚我们得平安。
Because of his stripes, because of his wounds, that we get healed and we get peace.
因着耶稣已经付上了代价，今天不再是你，乃是基督在你里面活着。
Because Jesus paid the price, it is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in us.
当天父看着我们的时候，他却看到了基督，以至于他允许让圣灵，他的灵住到我们里面。
And because of Jesus, now when the Holy Father God looks at us, he sees Jesus and he allows the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
但是请问我们每一天有让基督掌权吗？
But I want to ask you, ask ourselves, are we daily allowing God to be the Lord of our lives?
其实我们大部分时间都没有让基督掌权，而是我们自己掌权。
Most of the time, we didn't let God, Jesus be the Lord of our lives, but we are Lord.
在我们败坏的里面，竟然神把他自己灵送给了我们，你觉得这是不是爱？
While we were still sinners, God gave His Holy Spirit. Do you see? This is love.
所以他把他的儿子给了我们。
So He gave His Son for us.
他把他的灵给了我们。
He gave us His Holy Spirit.
当我们仍然在做一些违背他的事情的时候，他仍然在我们的里面非常安静地为我们祷告。
When we're so rebellious, so we do not do the right thing, the Holy Spirit is inside of us, praying for us, interceding.
你知道我在各个地方，我常会办一些。复兴挑战的特会。
So in many places around the world, I will host revival meetings.
很多人很喜欢我手一挥，然后所有人就开始倒下去。
A lot of people love how when I pray and when I wave my arm, people fall under the Holy Spirit.
在我年轻的时候，我也非常喜欢这种感觉。
When I was younger, I loved that too.
因为我可以感受到神与我同在的能力。
I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是当我在渐长的过程的里面，我看见了更重要的是如何让我里面的圣灵不要担忧。
And then as I get older, the more I value and realize the importance of not grieving the Holy Spirit inside.
我发现在我里面更加的保护圣灵，让他能够做他要做的事情，这是我能够对他爱的表达。
I realize the way I can express my love to him is to not grieve him and to pay attention to him.
过去好像我有一些错误的感觉，我觉得多少人倒下来，多少人被感得释放，多少人得医治，我感觉到这是我对神的爱。
in the past, I feel that the power of the Holy Spirit when I pray, when I cast out demons, that this is God's love.
但是我慢慢明了一件事，若我能够单纯的把神捧在我的心里面，我在乎他的所有的时候，他更加的感受到被爱。
And I realized the older I am to when I hold him in my heart, when I'm aware of him and I want to please him, that he can feel my love.
你知道他把他自己的灵都给了我们，他就是全然的给了我们。
You know that he has given his spirit to us. He has given himself fully to us.
所以什么叫做慷慨？只有把自己都给出去的人叫做慷慨。
Do you know what is generosity? It is when you give all of yourself.
天父的预备是让他的孩子完全没有缺乏。
The Heavenly Father cares for us by not providing so that we don't have lack.
所以你记得当时亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面的时候，神吩咐他们是要耕种跟这个看守，修理跟看守。
So when Adam and Eve were they were in the Garden of Eden, what were their job is to manage the garden.
你可能没有想过那个植物有可能有一天会凋零。
You don't have to worry that the plant might die.
你可能没有想过说要怎么样施肥。
Or that you never thought about having to give it fertilizers.
你完全不需要去思考怎么样去让这个树长得更好。
You don't have to worry about how to help this plant to grow better.
而这个伊甸园里面的所有的一切，它就是好。
And everything in this Eden Garden is good.
那你觉得亚当跟夏娃他们到底被造的工作是什么？
Have you ever thought about that? If it's so good, then what's the job of Adam and Eve?
圣经里面讲的说，他们在这个风起了凉风，然后呢，亚当跟夏娃与神行走在伊甸园。
We read the Bible. It says there's wind in the garden, and Adam and Eve were just walking with the Lord.
我想在雪梨非常明白什么叫做与神行走在伊甸园，看着这一切的树跟一切的果子。
I'm sure, and Sydney, you can feel it because, like, walking in with God in the garden, because it feels like that in Sydney, right?
会不会其实这边是一个最接近伊甸园的地方
？Possibly, we're the closest country to Eden.
那是否我们有享受这一切，还是我们叫做理所当然
？Are we enjoying and appreciating everything that all these beautiful creation, or we take it for granted?
很多的时候，你知道亚当跟夏娃在那个过程里面，他们可能已经认为是理所当然了。
Possibly Adam and Eve, when they were in this Eden, they probably take things for granted.
你知道他们的工作其实，第一个是命名，第二个是修理，第三个是看守。
You know what their job description was? They were to name the animals. That's one. Two, they were to trim and care for the plants. And three,
看守。
To watch out and care for them.
所以你知道在神给人的命定里面。没有需要汗流满面才可以糊口。
Did you realize that when God first created them, that it wasn't their job, it wasn't a requirement that they need to sweat and toil to work?
圣经上面说，那是他们犯罪之后被赶出伊甸园之后的咒诅。
Did you know that it's actually by the time that they've sinned and they were cast out of the Eden, that the toil word was from a curse.
但你知道这个汗流满面才可以糊口的一个核心概念，其实深植在我们每一个人的里面。
But this working and toiling is actually in all of us survival instinct.
我们甚至会跟牧师说，牧师你知道吗？我这礼拜我有参加特会哦，我有进食祷告哦，我有做很多事情哦。
Even as Christians, we're like, hey, pastor, oh, I fasted today. I attended a lot of conference. I serve a lot. I did a lot.
我们可能到老板面前说，老板，你知道我加班加到我回到家里面我还继续工作哎。
Or you go to your boss and go, oh, hey, boss, I did a lot of work. I work extra hard, even at home as well.
那很多时候我们这样讲的时候，我们以为那个肯定让我们觉得，哎，我好满足，他肯定了我。
And then maybe we feel like, oh, that recognition, like, oh, good job, and I'll feel satisfied.
但这根本就不是被造的意义。
Yet this is not how we were created.
这是被咒诅之后的结果。
This is only the result of a curse.
但是我们却发现，我们读了很多，我读很多那种成功人的传记。
I read a lot of books of successful people. They write about it, the books.
大概我听到的就是第一个早上要五点钟起床。
The first point will always be like waking up at 5 a.m.
然后先运动一个小时。
Exercise for 1 hour.
然后吃个早餐。
Eat your breakfast.
马上看 email.
quickly check your email.
在你头脑最清楚的时候，赶快处理这些 email 的事情。
When you are your clearest mind, work on these work.
然后之后开始进到会议室里面开会。
And then go into your meetings.
在你最累最累的时候。
And when you're very very tired.
你可以拿几本书多读一点书。
Okay, take out some books and read.
你知道很多的时候，我们就被这一些东西影响，我们认为那叫做成功。
And then you know what we've been influenced by them to. They are defining what successes are.
但是世上的人就是告诉你一个被咒诅以后的生活，结果我们还在追求被咒诅里面认为的成功。
So in the world, we see the people they're defining success, but it's actually chasing the things that is actually from curses.
所以神其实要给我们的不叫做一个成功的人生，而叫丰盛的人生。
What God wants to give our life isn't a successful life, rather a blessed, abundant life.
而丰盛的人生的意思就是说，你会享受用智慧来生活。
So abundant life is having wisdom to know how to live your life.
所以耶稣才会说，在约翰福音第十章第十节。
So that's why Jesus said in John 10:10.
好，我们一起来念这段经文。
Let us read the scripture together.
约翰福音十章十节。
John 10:10.
有吗？同工可以帮我按一下吗
？Is it？
没有吗？好，我念给大家听。OK， 盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come, Jesus come, to give you life and life to the abundance.
耶稣没有应许我们一个成功的人生。
Jesus didn't promise us a successful life.
耶稣应许我们的是丰盛的人生。
Jesus promised us an abundant life.
你要继续听我讲下去，你才会知道丰盛的人生比成功的人生好太多了。
Pay attention to me, so you realize abundant life is much better than a successful life.
因为丰盛的人生是恢复到起初你被创造的生命。
Because abundant life is restoration back to the life that how God created.
那是一个伊甸园的生命。
It is a life in Eden.
那是一个享受神所造的与他同行的生命。
It's a life that enjoys his presence and living with him.
但是普遍的人活的都是想要一个成功的人生。
The majority of the people in the world, they're seeking a success.
不断地用手努力地去 survive.
Using their hands to toil to survive.
不断地找寻从人而来的肯定。
To seek after humans' approvals.
很少基督徒活在一个丰盛的人生里面。
Actually, not a lot of Christians are in a life of abundance.
甚至可以说，大部分的基督徒还在追求成功的人生。
Majority, actually, we could have said a majority of Christians are still seeking a successful life.
我举一个例子，我们回到旧约。
Let me set your example. Let's go back to the Old Testament.
你知道当时候，约瑟带来了一个以色列民族的复兴，包含了埃及的复兴。
You know, back in the time of Joseph, he brought a revival, not just for the people of Israel, but for people of Egypt as well.
即使他去这个约瑟带着以色列人民居住在一个异地，但是他们是被尊荣的。
Joseph brought the Israelite people to a foreign country, but they were actually honored by the local people.
但是过了几个世代之后呢，这个法老已经不认识这个约瑟了。
But after a few generations, that the king, the pharaoh of the land, do not know and recognize Joseph.
他就觉得说，为什么要让这一群异地的人住在这个地方，然后还对我们造成很多的威胁。
And the Pharaoh, because he doesn't know Joseph, will say, "Why are we letting these foreigners living among us, and they're growing to be a threat to us?"
所以以色列人就变成了奴隶。
And that's why the Israelite people become slaves.
你知道他们需要去做工才能够换来吃饭的东西。
So the Israelites would have to work really hard in order to in exchange for food to live.
所以他们觉得他们做工得吃这个是正常的。
So they live in a mentality that when they work and they get paid is normal.
但是当他们被摩西带着他们离开了埃及，进到旷野。
So when Moses brought the people and leaving the Egypt into the wilderness,
他们的目标是迦南地。
Their goal is to reach the promised land.
你想想看，为什么神要摆埃及跟迦南中间有一个旷野？
Have you ever thought about it? Why did God place wilderness between Egypt and the promised land?
你想想看哦，当以色列人出埃及的时候，是一个极大的神迹。
So he imagined this when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. There were miraculous miracles.
他们脱离了所有的捆绑，得着他们从未得着过的自由。
They were experiencing miracles and they were set completely free for the first time.
他们不用再为他们要吃什么来工作，他们可以享受神与他们同在。
They do not need to work and toil to be fed, and they can enjoy the presence of God.
你知道在旷野里面，他们有耕种吗？
Do you know in the wilderness, do they need to toil or work?
他们有没有很努力才能够得到吃的呢？
Do they need to work really hard to get food?
每一天早晨都有玛拿。
Every morning they were provided manna.
他们在旷野的时候，天晚上天气非常寒冷。
In the wilderness, during the night it's freezing cold.
神用火柱在他们中间，使他们像有一个大暖炉一样，他们不会冷到。
And God came with fire, the pillar of fire, so that he begins this source of warmth for the people in the wilderness.
到了白天非常的炎热的时候，神的同在变成了云柱遮住太阳，使他们能够在凉爽的里面，在旷野里。
And during the day, when it's so hot, he becomes a cloud, a pillar of cloud, and provides shade and cool for the people.
圣经上面说，他们的鞋子从来没有穿破过。
And in the Bible it says that the shoes did not wear on their feet.
这两百多万人没有生病过。
And the 20,000 people, they were never ill.
你现在一定想说，如果我回到当时的话，我一定说声我跟随你。
Like you would say, we'll say to each other, oh, if only I were born back then, I'll definitely follow God.
结果这群人在讲什么？
But you know what they said?
我想要回埃及。
I want to go back to Egypt.
因为埃及还有肉可以吃。
Because Egypt has meat.
当我们在乎肉跟自由，我们竟然会选择肉。
When we have the choice between freedom and meat, we actually choose meat.
这是一个什么样的思想困住了当时所有两百多万的以色列人？
What kind of mindset has trapped this massive group of people?
就是汗流满面才可以糊口。
And that is the mindset of I must toil to get food.
他认为他要付上自己的努力代价去换取他可 得到的。
It's in their mindset that I have to earn it. I have to have put effort into exchange something that I can earn.
这就是为什么十一天，你像用 Google Map， 你 Google 他们从埃及然后要到这个迦南地，大概是十一天的路程。
If you use Google, you can calculate from Egypt to the Promised Land. It only takes 11 days.
但是那是不睡觉的状态，十一天。
That is if you don't eat or sleep, and you can walk within 11 days.
但如果你分配每一天走一半的话，你大概二十几天你就可以走到了。
But if you like half it because you need to sleep, but you reach there about 20 days.
为什么他们要走四十年
？But they took 40 years. Why?
我们现在来探讨旷野设立的目的到底是什么。
We're going to think about the reason, the purpose of the wilderness.
很多人生命遇到了危难，遇到了困境，他就认为那个是旷野，而是神对我们的管教。
Sometimes when people face struggle in our life, it's like the wilderness. They will view it saying, "Oh, it's God punishing me."
很多时候我们会认为说，一定是我做不好，所以神要惩罚我。
Maybe I've done something wrong, so God punished me.
很多的时候，我们甚至觉得那是魔鬼要阻挡我们。
Or maybe I view it as, oh, it's the Satan's work stopping me.
今天我就要跟你分享的是，或许你做对了什么，旷野才摆在你的面前。
Today I'm going to share with you, maybe you've done something right, and that's why you face a wilderness.
今天生命里每一个人的生命里面都充满着拦阻。
Today every one of us, we have challenges in our lives.
如果你在小组里面每一个礼拜你都见面的话，你常常都会听到。一定有很多人说我生命又怎么样了，又面对什么难处了，又有什么困难了，身体又怎么了。
Every week when we're in a small group, if you attend a small group, you realize people sharing, oh, this happened, that happened, oh my, I'm sick again, or that happened again.
如果小组长这个在这个带领小组的时候，太让大家一直讲的时候，你就会发现变成一个抱怨大会。
And if the cell group leaders are not managing it well, it becomes aBig gathering of complaints.
因为我们生命里面有太多可以抱怨的事情了。
Because every one of us, we have so many things that we can complain about.
就像那两百万的以色列人，在他的旷野，他每一天都在抱怨。
Like the 20,000 people, that every day they just complain.
他看到云柱火柱，他还是要抱怨。
They can see the pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, and yet they can still complain.
每一天都有玛拿给他们，他们还是要抱怨。
Every day they're eating manna, and they can still complain.
击打磐石，磐石出水给他们喝的时候，他们下一次说再击打一次。
And they would hit the rock, and God provided water for them, and they all said, "I'll do it again."
他们的生命核心价值里面没有好好享受神的同在。
Did you see how their core belief? There's nothing in their heart that they can enjoy what God provided for them.
他们永远要跟神有一个对价的关系。
They always have this thing against God.
我已经跟随了你，你要给我什么？
I follow you, now give me something back.
你不给我什么，你就不是一个好神。
Why are you not giving me? If you're not giving me, then you're not a good God.
而且你要按照我所求所想给我。
You must give it to me according to what I understand.
如果超乎我所求所想 ，No, 你不是一个好神。
If you give beyond my understanding, then you no, you're not a good God.
你要按照我的祷告去到我要祷告的应允。
You must answer to my prayer, the prayer that I prayed.
所以非常可爱，我们常会听到刚信主的人就在那说，你知道吗？我今天去上学的时候
，You know, sometimes I hear like new Christians will say, "Oh, I went to school." Today.
哦，我们的神好好哦。
My God is so good.
你知道吗？我公车一直不来。
My bus is late.
我闭上眼睛，神啊，让公车来。
I pray, God, let the bus come.
我眼睛打开，公车就在我面前了。
I open my eyes, and the bus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
然后你可能也会听到一些人说，你知道吗？我回到家的时候，我找不到我的家里钥匙。
Oh, God, we hear stories of like I go home and I can't find my key.
啊、oh, ，我进不来我的家。
I can't enter my house.
我说神啊，钥匙在哪里
？I say God, where's the key?
哎呦，钥匙掉在地上。
Oh, key's here.
接下来打开了。
I dropped it. Oh.
你知道，当我们相信神的时候，神总是会给我们一个蜜月期。
So when we first believe in Jesus, God will give us a honeymoon period.
因为你知道。一个新生的 baby 他是需要被照顾的
Because a newborn baby needs extra care
所以爸爸一定会用尽方法让他感受到爱
So then the father out of his love will make sure that the child can feel his love
但是 baby 不能永远躺在那个地方就说我要喝奶
The baby can't forever lie there and go I want milk
然后我已经长到180公分了我要喝奶
And I'm already 180 centimeters I'm like I want milk
我的手伸不起来
I can't lift my arm
请你给我奶喝
Feed me
你知道很多的时候基督徒一直停留在一个 baby 的状态
You know a lot of Christians They're still babies
他们拒绝长大
They refuse to grow
信仰的所有的话语没有成为他们的肉
The words of the Bible and the scripture Can't be their meat
他仍然不断地跟神说神我给了你多少你要给我多少
They're constantly saying God I give you this You give me something
但今天让我告诉你
But today I want to tell you
耶稣已经把他的全然都给了你
Jesus has already given all of himself to you.
他把他生命全然给了你。
He has already given his life to you.
当我们接受了那一刻，我们已经没有什么可以跟他对价的关系。
The moment that you have received from him, there's nothing you can argue to him about.
永远都是他给我们，我们是给不起他的。
It's always him giving us, and we can't afford to give him anything.
他把圣灵都摆在你的里面，今天你根本没有任何东西你给得起他。
He has already given his spirit inside of you. There's nothing you can give. You can't afford him.
你千万不要说，你知道吗？我昨天奉献了100块。
You can't say, Jesus, I gave you yesterday $100,000.
神今天祝福我，给了我1000块。Hallelujah.
And today Jesus gave me 1,000. Yay.
你知道你在那个汗流满面才可以糊口的咒诅里面所讲的话吗？
You realize this is the mindset that you're stuck with, the toil and getting something back.
你以为你在做见证。
You thought you're sharing testimony.
你其实是丢神的脸。
But you're actually shaming God.
因为你还在思考我怎么跟他换。
Because you're still in the mindset of an exchange.
一个真实被圣灵所充满的人。
If someone is filled truly by the Holy Spirit.
他走在旷野面对一切挑战的时候。
And if he's in the wilderness.
他不是在抱怨跟神换说为什么你要给我这样的生活
He's not complaining to God. Why are you giving me this lifestyle?
而是在最困难的旷野里面举起手来敬拜
And to be in the most difficult wilderness raising your hands and say I worship you.
知道我的神超越这一切
Knowing, understanding God is beyond this.
但是过去那200多万的以色列人不懂这件事情。
The 200,000 Israelite people do not understand.
他们不断的是那个伊甸园出来之后的汗流满面才可以糊口的咒诅在他们里面思想。
They're still in the mindset of this toiling and hardworking in exchange mindset.
因着他们生长在埃及地，他埃及再一次的加强了汗流满面才可以糊口的这个信念 在他们的里面。
And that the years that they were enslaved in Egypt reinforced this curse and mindset of toiling and exchange.
所以旷野的设置的目的不是要拦阻我们，是要炼净我们里面的核心价值。
So the purpose of wilderness isn't to stop us entering into the promised land, rather it's to change our mindset.
所以当那十一天就可以走到迦南地的路程，却要走四十年。
So a journey that took only that can only take up to 11 days took 40 years.
你知道那两百多万人的以色列人，他们脱离了埃及这个 location， 但是他们没有脱离埃及的 mindset。
Did you realize that these people they have left Egypt, but they have not left the concept of Egypt?
即使旷野里面充满着神的同在的祝福，他们仍然不选择看祝福，他们看困难。
In the wilderness, they were filled with miracles, there were wonders and provisions of God, yet they choose to not look at it and look at problems.
以至于那两百多万人必须要在旷野死去。
It took the 2,000 people to die in the wilderness.
以至于后来低于40岁的这些孩子们能够跟着约书亚跟加勒进去得地为业。
And then the next generation, those under 40 years old, they were able to enter into the promised land which, with Joshua and Caleb.
然后我们常常听到这故事，我们都好开心。我们说，哦，因为我们是约书亚的世代。
When we listen to the story, we're so happy. We're like, yeah, we're the generation of Joshua.
你知道约书亚是八十几岁吗？
You know, Joshua was 80 years old.
他带的是四十岁以下的，没有错。
Yes, those people were under 40, yes.
但并不是年纪的问题。
But it's not a problem of age.
为什么这些40岁以下的能够跟约书亚加勒进迦南地？
Why then the people under the age of 40 could enter with Joshua into the promised land?
因为他们没有经过埃及。
Because they didn't experience Egypt.
他们没有受到埃及的思想影响。
They were not affected by the concept of Egypt.
他们长大过程里面天天就有玛拿。
When they're growing up, they witness manna.
他们天天看到云柱火柱在他们的前面。
Every day they see the pillar of fire and cloud.
他看到他们从小长大没有生病过。
They see that they're growing up, they never get sick.
他们的衣服跟鞋子怎么他们可能小时候他们都在那边沙地上面踢足球。
And then the clothes and their shoes and maybe every day they were playing soccer in the
wilderness. 哇，怎么踢鞋子都不会坏耶。
And they're like kicking and it's not breaking.
哇，这样子磨都不会坏。
Whoa, no matter how hard I do it, it's still not breaking.
他们经历这一切之后，他们相信这位神是真实的。
They've experienced this and all this and they believe, truly believe that God is real.
所有约书亚跟加勒的看见对他们来讲是真实的。
Everything that Caleb and Joshua sees and said is real.
所以只有信心能够进迦南，而不是年纪的问题。
Only faith can take you to the promised land, not age.
所以就在旷野的这个过程里面，其实是一个帮助我们炼净所有这个咒诅的思想。
So the purpose of wilderness is to renew and cleanse our mind.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
你生命现在面对的是困难跟拦阻吗？
Is your life facing challenges and hindrances?
你所面对的是旷野吗
？Are you facing wilderness?
你认为旷野是惩罚吗
？Do you view wilderness as punishments?
或许旷野是一个祝福。
Maybe your wilderness is a blessing.
在这个祝福里面，让你能够炼净那个被咒诅的思想。
In this wilderness, you can renew your mind to cleanse you of the mind of curse.
我不知道大家，我不知道这边有没有什么大乐透什么之类的，在美国那种有吗 ？Lottery 有吗
？I don't know if you have lotos, scratchies.
你知道 lottery 这件事情，他们经过了研究。
There's a research looking into lotteries.
几乎90%以上中奖的人，最后的生命都比他中奖前更加的悲哀。
You know that 90% of people who win lottery ended up worse off before they win lottery.
我这边有非常多的例子，但我想今天时间应该不够去讲这些他们名字，因为有一本书专门在讲这个。
I have a list of many examples, but I don't have time to go through all of them. I even have their names because there were a book written just about this.
对，这个美国的作家叫做 Abigail Adams， 他曾经追踪了所有这些乐透的得主。
So there were a U.S. author who did research and follow up all the people who win lotteries.
发现他们都在中奖几年之后就挥霍一空。
They realized that within a few years, they lost all the money that they've won.
而且非常的落魄。
And they actually turn off really, really bad.
所以这个 Adams 就把这些悲惨故事写成十大恐怖乐透故事。
So the author collected 10 really bad, sad stories of people winning lotteries.
到底为什么大乐透的得主最后他的生命光景会变成这个样子？
Why is it that a winner of lotteries life can turn into such a sad, horrible story?
你知道这里面常常，比如说先生中了，然后太太就会回应，在书里面都讲说，我宁可我先生当时没有中这个奖，或者我不把这张撕掉，让他不能去兑奖。
There were husbands who win lotteries, and the wife recall and telling the author that, "Oh, I wish he never won. I wish I could have ripped out the lottery ticket that he would not win."
他说这仿佛像受了咒诅一样。
And she said that the lottery is almost like a curse.
但记得哦，钱是中性的。
But remember, money is neutral.
但是为什么看起来的祝福会变成咒诅？
Why is it then that what seemed like a blessing turned into a curse?
我举一个我儿子的例子。
Let me give you an example of my son.
他三岁的时候呢，他去幼稚园念书。
When he was 3 years old, he went to kindergarten.
他最喜欢喝养乐多。
He loves this.
哦，这边有养乐多吗 ？OK, 好。然后呢，他回到家里面一定要打开冰箱，然后喝养乐多，那是他的像仪式一样。回到家喝养乐多，哈，哈利路亚。
So that every day when he returned from school, he'll open the fridge and he'll take one yellow, and then, but it's like a routine. He does it every day, and then after he drinks, he'll be yay.
So 结果有一天我没有发现冰箱没有养乐多了。
And then there was one day I didn't realize we ran out in the fridge.
结果他一打开来说他看到没有养乐多，他就开始在地上翻滚，然后哭说没有养乐多。
And then the day he went home, he opened the fridge and there was no 养乐多. He was like rolling on the floor crying. It's not there.
我的多多呢？
Where's my 多多？
所以我那时候我常跟我太太讲说，他这个样子哈，很适合去演琼瑶。
I said he should go and do some acting.
所以那一天他哭到一个程度，我不得赶快去，不得已就跑到山下去买了养乐多回来摆在冰箱里面。
He behaved so terribly out of control. I had to rush to go quickly buy one and put in the fridge.
那你思考一下，如果我是一个非常慷慨的爸爸，在那个时候我决定要给他10万。
Oh, if I am a very generous father and I want to give him 10,000,
他会买整个房间的养乐多。
He in that moment he will spend it all and buy as many 多多 as he can and fill the room.
我们冰箱只有一个。
My fridge, we only have one fridge.
所以我再怎么塞，大概只能塞一个3000块的养乐多。
If we shove every space in our fridge, we can only fit 3,000 worth of 多多。
有9万多块钱的养乐多都需要摆在外面，然后坏掉。
So we have about the rest of the money like.9,000 worth of 多多 will have to do.
我是一个非常慷慨的父亲，我给他十万块，我到底是祝福他呢，还是咒诅他
？So if I'm a generous father, I give him $10,000. Is that a blessing or a curse?
你知道，当一个埃及思想的人突然拥有一个很大笔的丰盛的时候，他不知道怎么处理，他让祝福成为了咒诅。
So if a person who has a mindset of Egypt inside of them, they will turn any blessing into curse.
所以旷野是要以色列人预备好要进迦南地。
So the purpose of wilderness is to prepare the Israelite people to enter the promised land.
明天早上我会更多跟你们谈怎么进迦南地。
Tomorrow I'll share with you how to enter the promised land.
但是有多少人你知道迦南地扛出来的葡萄有多大串？
Did you know that the promised land has grapes that are how big?
是不是一串葡萄直接需要四个人扛落到地上？
One grape needs like 4 people to carry it.
不要让贫穷限制了想象。
Do not let poverty limit your imagination.
你从小认识的葡萄就是这么大。
The grapes that you know of are just this big.
但是神要给你迦南地的葡萄一颗是这么大。
God want to give you the grape from promised land is this big.
但是如果我一直用我贫穷的想法想，怎么可能有这么大的葡萄？
But if I limit with my poverty mindset, it's impossible to have grapes that's that big.
即使我看见了，我也不敢要。
Even if I see it, I will be afraid to receive it.
如果我敢要，搞不好我还被噎死。
If I'm brave enough to take it, I might choke.
因为就像那些中乐透的人一样，他不知道怎么治理他所拥有的财富。
Like those who have won lottery, they don't have the ability to manage what they won.
如果一个汗流满面的才能糊口的思想在里面，
If you have the mindset of toiling and working in exchange,
即使他变得再富有,
no matter how rich the person becomes,
有一天还会是被他的思想转变成为咒诅。
Will turn whatever blessing into a curse because of the limited mindset.
所以今天其实不是这边有多少。
It's not about how much money you have in your pocket.
是这边可以承受多少。
It is the how much you can handle in your heart.
如果这边没有办法承受。
If you can't handle it,
再多都是咒诅。
No matter how big the blessing is, it's a curse.
所以当我们要进到迦南地的时候，那是超乎我们所求所想的恩典。
We're entering into the promised land. It is beyond what we ask and pray and see.
但是基督徒都是只是从埃及脱离了捆绑，哈利路亚！进到旷野被试探的时候，就说：“神啊，我不想跟随你了。”
But a lot of Christians, when they're saved from Egypt, they're like, "Yay, hallelujah! I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in wilderness, but I don't want to follow you anymore, God."
然后这边的人就说：“我跟你讲，你如果去到那个迦南地方有多丰盛，你知道吗？你去了之后，你再也不会想回来了。”
And the people are telling the Christians, "Carl, you have to enter the promised land. If you get into, you wouldn't want to come out."
他说：“可是我觉得太困难了。”
But then the Christian was respond, "I think it's too hard."
如果他要祝福我，他就在旷野就祝福我啊。
If God want to bless me, why don't He bless me here in the wilderness?
他为什么一定要我过去呢？
Why must He take me to the promised land? Where are you, God?
我有读经。
I'm reading the Bible.
我有祷告。
I'm praying.
我还有上 Kairos.
I've also attended.
我还有上所有的关键时刻。
I've also attended all
the. 我上了所有的特会。
I've attended all the conferences.
我还会报 Asia for Jesus 的超自然家庭特会。
I will even register for the Asia for Jesus
supernatural
family conference.
我身上也
上了。I also went to like.
我还想上灵神。
I also want to go to Bible school.
但是你没。天国文化线上学院，对，那你大概几周就会看到我一次。
You will see me as a teacher there.
但是我们里面的思想没有改变。
But if there's no change in our mindset,
我们以为脱离了埃及，
we thought,
被神同在极大的祝福。
We thought leaving Egypt and encountering the power and the presence of blessing of God.
但是我一生从来没有走进过迦南。
But we have never entered into the promised land.
我在旷野里面被困住。
I'm trapped.In wilderness.
我还困住那一些刚进来脱离埃及进到旷野人然后告诉他说迦南地进不了
Not only did I not enter the promised land I also let the people who just exit the,
是不是一个事实呢?
Egypt to say let's stay here It's impossible to go to the promised land
因为那12个探子里面10个都讲我们进不了
Isn't that true? The 10 out of the 12 spies says we can't enter the promised land
到了新约里面就是那一群法利赛人说No, 你没办法。
And it's the same in the New Testament. It's the Pharisees who say, no, you can't.
你不够圣洁。
You're not holy enough.
你读经没有读十个钟头。
You didn't read the Bible for 10 hours.
你没有做梦的时候都叫耶稣。
You didn't know what.
你没有在做梦的时候都叫耶稣。
You didn't sleep, talk, and praying about Jesus, calling out Jesus in your sleep.
你不是总是吃饭之前。会做谢饭祷告。
You didn't pray every time before your meal.
你进不了迦南地。
You can't enter the promised land.
所以就一堆人全部都在这个地方。
So a lot of people are there in the wilderness.
所以旷野很多人啊。
So there's a lot of people in the wilderness.
迦南地很少人啊。
Not a lot of people in the promised land.
然后旷野这么多人还想要回埃及啊。
And a lot of people in the wilderness want to.
因为埃及有肉可以吃啊。
They want to go back to the Egypt because there's meat.
想要回咒诅啊。
They want to go back to the cursed place.
哦神啊，我要远离你啊。
God, I want to leave you.
我永远都做不好啊。
I'm never good enough.
我干脆还是回到我的罪恶的生活里面好了。
Oh, it's much better than to go back to sin.
至少有肉可以吃。
There's meat here.
这是我们基督徒的生活吗
Is this the life of a Christian?
真正去吃到迦南的牛奶与蜜的人少之又少
Truly Christians who enter the promised land drinking milk and honey is so little
我们在旷野里面还告诉大家说有神的同在真好
And in the wilderness we're like Oh let's just enjoy the presence of God
刚刚牧师摸了我头一下我麻了一下
When the pastor prayed for me oh, I feel goosebumps
我就往后倒了
And I fell
神的同在好好
Oh God's presence is so good
如果神要触碰你的话你会飞出去
If God really wants to touch you You will fly miles
away. 不是妈妈的.
You're not just getting goosebumps.
那只是牧师摸你妈妈的.
Just you getting goosebumps from the pastor.
啊，我看到好多人好喜欢牧师摸我头，按手，把你的恩膏赐给我.
A lot of people are like, Pastor, pray for me, give me your.
我说你不要再来，你头发快没了.
I said, stop coming to you to be praying. You're losing hair.
很多时候我们很羡慕外在的恩膏.
A lot of times we are attracted and drawn to the external power anointing.
我绝对不会告诉你恩膏不重要.
I don't want to say that it's not important to have anointing.
因为每一次我服侍，我都运行在神的恩膏下面.
Because every time when I minister, I must minister under His anointing.
但是你记得新约里面耶稣曾经说过一句话吗？
But in the New Testament, do you remember what Jesus said?
你奉我的名赶鬼。
When you in my name cast out demons.
你奉我的名叫死人复活。
When you in my name raise the dead.
但是我不认识你。
But yet I do not know you.
如果有很多的基督徒充满着信心跟勇气，敢去行神迹。
If there were a lot of Christians who are filled with faith and courage to go to pray for miracles,
我已经对他们非常的尊重跟尊敬。
I do respect them.
但是如果都做了这一切，最后神说我不认识你。
But yet, if they do all that, and God said to them, "I do not know you."
会不会有一群连做神迹奇事人都没有的人，耶稣根本不认识他们？
Is it possible that there are a group of people who are doing signs and miracles when Jesus said, I do not know you?
我们还要想要带着咒诅的思想进迦南吗？
Do we still want to keep this cursed mindset and enter the promised land?
我们还是看见旷野，觉得是神给我们的拦阻，还是你会拥抱旷野，说神，谢谢你的云柱火柱与我同在？
Are we still viewing the wilderness as God's punishment? Or are we thankful to say, God, thank you for your presence?
我们是否会 把我们的思想转变，用天国的看法，而不是人去解读天国的看法。
Are we willing to view things according to kingdom, heavenly perspective, rather than human perspective?
那我夏天的时候，我家里面常常会有一堆蚂蚁，非常厉害，它可以一群的跑到我们家里面来。
You know, back in summer in my house, there will be a lot of ants, and they'll come in a line.
他们真的很厉害，最后可以找到冰箱。
And they always can find the fridge.
就会发现冰箱旁边一定会掉一些东西， 是他们可以搬回去的。
Some things around the fridge that the ants can carry back home.
每次我一走过去，看到他们密密麻麻的这样走的路线。
They were always when I look, there will be lots of ants in a trail.
我真的觉得他们好有秩序，好棒哦。
And there was, I always admire them. Wow, they're so orderly.
真是一个非常厉害的受造物。
And they're such a Oh, amazing creation.
他们总是知道食物在哪里。
They always know where the food is.
所以我就走到他们面前。
So I'll like stand in front of them.
我爱你们。
I love you.
我愿意让我的儿子为你们而死。
I shall let my son die for you.
拯救你们不用再找寻食物。
To save you from ever needing to seek.
并且让我的灵能够住在你们身上。
So that my spirit may live in you.
对不起，我没有那么圣洁。
No, I'm not that holy.
我直接把他们踩死。
I just kill them.
但是神竟然没有这样对我们。
Yet God didn't treat us that way.
当我蚂蚁这样走过去，像经过旷野，冰箱是他的迦南。
The ants they're walking through the wilderness, and the fridge is their promised land.
我确认他还没有进迦南之前，我全把他全部踩死。
Before they reach the promised land, I make sure they're all dead.
但是这位创造主，
But this Creator God,
竟然把他的儿子给了我们，
gave His Son to us,
还让他的灵住在我们里面。
And let His Spirit dwell in us.
你不觉得这是一个很荒谬的事情？
Don't you think that's just ridiculous?
在我们还做罪人的时候，
While we were still sinners,
耶稣就为我们的罪而死。
Jesus died for us.
他的爱就在此显明了。
And this shows His love.
如果蚂蚁想要试图的了解我的想法，
If the ant tries to understand my thinking,
他想要解读出一个神学理论，
If an ant wants to have a theological argument,
来解释我所有的动作跟行为，
to explain my behavior and action,
到底他是神还是我是神？
Is the ant a god or am I the god?
所以我没什么耐心，
So I have no patience.
我就把他们踩死，
So I kill them.
但是这位神怜悯施慈爱直到万代，
But God is merciful through a thousand generations.
用尽他的一切，让我们知道什么叫做爱。
He gave his all to make sure we understand love.
然后他希望我们能够更新我们的思想。
And he hopes that we can renew our mind.
所以他说不要效法这个世界。
So he said, don't follow the patterns of this world.
总要心意更新而变化。
Be transformed and renewed.
所以你们才能够查验。
So then you can taste and see.
何谓神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
God's will that is good, pleasing and perfect.
英文讲到 good, pleasing and perfect.
His good, pleasing, perfect.
他感觉是三个层次。
It seems like a three level.
这个旨意是有不同的层次。
His will has different levels.
只是一个 good will 跟 perfect will， 那是一个不同的层次。
He see the difference of his good will and a different level, a perfect will.
但是我们没有更新我们的思想意念的时候，我们常常会用世界的方式，然后只觉得神是 good。
But if we're not renewing our mind and with the worldly understanding, we can say, "Oh, God's will is good."
从来没有进过 perfect will 里面。
We've never entered into His will.
我们常常试图的解释神就只是这样。
We try to interpret and explain God is this.
我来到教会里面，我大概知道等一下要敬拜。
I enter the church. I know what's going to happen next.
敬拜完牧师会做祷告。
Worship will be prayer.
那我们要奉献。
And prayer will be offering.
然后也要讲道。
And then we'll sermon.
去教会就是这样嘛。
Our church is like this.
那你把神放在哪里？
Where is God?
我们是一个俱乐部。
Are we a club?
还是我们是来敬拜神？
Or are we here to adore worship him?
还是我们借由俱乐部的感受来敬拜神？
Are we in a club vibe to worship God?
因为这个俱乐部一开始一定需要先有一个叫做敬拜。
And the club must have worship in the beginning.
所以呢，我就先走完这个 process 之后，其实我是要俱乐部。
So we have to go through the process.
所以神，你不需要来进来中断我们任何的聚会。
Oh God, you don't need to interfere us.
我们都可以做。
We can do all this.
我们都可以讲道。
We can preach.
我们都可以有所有的程序做好。
We can have our program.
你不用来。
You don't have to come.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
你在那边看就好了。
You can just observe us.
我们爱你哦。
We love you.
但你看着就好了。
Just observe.
啊，不要干扰我们，我们很怕你干扰。
Don't interrupt us.
你一干扰，我们今天就不用睡觉了。
If you interrupt us, we
won't be able to sleep. 你一干扰，等一下我们不能出去吃宵夜。
We can't eat food after.
你一定要让讲员不要讲太久。
Make sure the speaker doesn't go over time.
时间到了就要赶快停止。
When the time is up,
你不能再给讲员任何的感动。
Don't give him.
因为再多点感动，我就少吃一点。
Don't give him revelation.
我就不能跟我同学在一起。
I can't eat. I can't.
我就不能玩乐了。
I can't play.
所以就这样就好了。
Just enough.
就这样子。
Just enough.
你不要来哦。
You don't have to come.
我们是俱乐部，还是神的身体
？Or a body of Christ？
若是我们是神的身体，我们一定要连回他的大脑。
If we are God's body，
他怎么思想，我们就要怎么思想。
We must connect to the head. How did he think? We must think alike.
这世界上面只有一个人做到。
There's only one head.
叫做耶稣。
That is Jesus.
他说：“我只说我父所说的。”
Jesus said, "I only say what my Father says."
我只做我父所做的。
I only do what my Father does.
所以他行在一个天上的看法的里面。
So Jesus walk in accordance with the heaven.
我不会让你们今天吃不到宵夜。
I'll make sure you have time to eat. Don't worry.
最后，我用一个故事我就结束。
Lastly, I will finish up with Ephesians.
新约里面有一个人叫扫罗，后来叫做保罗。
So in the Old New Testament, there was a guy who was called Saul, who turned his name to.
他本来是专门逼迫基督徒的。
He used to be the full persecution of Christians.
他说他是法利赛人的法利赛人。
He's a Pharisees of the Pharisees.
或许他就是神学院的院长。
Maybe he's even the theologian Bible school teacher.
我没有说哪个神学院啊。
I didn't say which school.
他充满着知识跟权柄。
He's filled with knowledge and authority.
他认为完全认识神。
He thinks he perfectly understands those.
他很有把握，以至于他可以认出说基督徒不是
神所爱的。He was so certain. He said, Oh, I know Christians are definitely not from God.
他看到耶稣，他说这不是神的儿子。
He sees Jesus and says, "No, he's not son of God."
很多的时候，我们以为我们知道了之后，我们就说这不是神的作为。
A lot of times we think we know God and we say that's not of God.
要往后倒的才是神的作为，往前倒的不是。
Those who fall backwards is from God. Those who fall forward is not from God.
你知道以前我们真的，我真的听到我旁边同工真的讲这个很好笑。
I actually heard that from someone. That's really.
他说往前倒的是被鬼附。
Is if you fall forward, you're filled with demons.
往后倒是被圣灵充满。
If you fall backwards, you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们听完之后都用力推人。
So that when we heard,
确保他是被圣灵充满。
We push them hard to make sure they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我开玩笑的 ，OK.
Joking, jokes, guys.
所以保罗是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
So Paul are the Pharisees of the Pharisees.
但是他当他悔改之后，他看懂了一切。
But when Paul he repents, he suddenly understood everything.
他从有钱、有地位、有能力。
So he came from a wealthy, well-known, well-positioned person.
他发现他对神的认识全盘错误。
He realized everything he understood of God is completely wrong.
他仍然在教导所有的人汗流满面才可以糊口的神学。
He was teaching the theology of a curse to toil in an exchange.
他仍然带着埃及的思想在教育所有这些神学的百姓。
He's still having the Egypt mindset and teaching his disciples.
所以他才会在罗马书刚刚讲到那段经文。
So that's why he mentioned this in Romans.
不要效法这个世界。
Don't follow the patterns of this world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is.
这是一个悔改的人。
This is a person that's repented.
所说的话。
He spoke this.
他知道世界。
He knows the world.
跟神。
And God.
是势不两立的。
Is different.
当我们在用世界的方法在经营教会。
When we're using the worldly mindset to manage a church.
当我们在用世界的方法经营我们的职场工作。
When we're using the worldly mindset to manage our work,
如果你还如鱼得水,
and if you're doing great and successful,
或许你离神相当的遥远,
maybe you're far from God.
或许你有很多的成功经验,
maybe you're very successful and experienced.
可能在你的口袋里面有非常多的钱,
maybe you are indeed very wealthy.
但是你却仍然在埃及的思想的里面,
yet your mindset is still in Egypt.
也就是起初被伊甸园赶出来那个汗流满面才可以糊口的咒诅。
And that is the curse when first Adam and Eve got cast out from Eden.
亲爱的传道人，如果你用尽你的力量，你想要努力看到教会能够突破。
Dear leaders and pastors, if you're using your effort and willing to want to see the breakthrough of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你不断的想要用生存的方式能够在你的职场里面能够生存。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you're working really hard with your toiling and effort to survive in the workplace.
或者你离开你的国家来到这里，其实你是非常富足的。
Maybe you've left your hometown.
你根本不缺任何的东西。
You're very wealthy, you're not lacking.
但是你却没有一个正确的思想。
But you don't have the right concept.
你不知道神所赐所有的祝福是为了天国里面的保障，叫做关系。
You didn't understand that all the blessing that God has blesses you with all the resources.
你不断地守住你的财富，但是你却不知道原来慷慨才是神要你去建立关系，而这个钱的 purpose.
Maybe you're accumulating a lot of wealth and you don't understand that all this purpose is for you to build the kingdom and that is relationship.
若你不知道连那个不义的官的那个仆人都知道在那个时候要赶快借由财富能够建立关系。
You realize you didn't understand that this honest guy in the parable that he's using the worldly wealth to build relationship.
所以你一定要知道神为什么托付财富摆在你的生命当中。
You must understand why God is giving you earthly wealth.
你一定要让这些财富去到对的地方。
Because you must use the resources in the right place.
你的生命里面才会充满着喜乐而不是快乐。
So then your life will be filled with joy, not just happy.
当然喜乐里面一定有快乐。
Of course joy has happy.
但是我的意思是你不要停留在快乐，你要进到喜乐。
But don't just be satisfied with worldly happy, but you must enter into joy.
你要更新你的思想意念。
You must renew your mind.
才知道永远要抓住的，其实这样出去的时候，你的人生会更快乐。
so that you realize that not just holding on to it, but then when you give and be generous away, you are more happy and joyful.
当你看见你周围的人有需要的时候，你伸出你的手来帮助他。
When you see those around you are in need and in their help, and you reach out your hand to help them.
你看见教会里面有那一些比较软弱的，你却用你的父亲的爱来拥抱他。
And you see people in the church and they're weak and they need help, and you reach out with your love, Father's love to love them, embrace them.
你有一个为母的心，你去拥抱他。
And you have a mother's heart to embrace them.
在他一点都不成熟的时候，你选择去爱他。
Before they were mature, you choose to love them.
那么你就正在彰显他的样子。
Then you are revealing his image.
教会里面有太多的纷争。
There's too many disagreements and quarrels in the church.
因为有人的地方就有纷争。
Because when there's people, there is disagreement.
因为人吃了分别善恶树上的果子之后，就永远会觉得自己站在善的位置，然后分辨人家是恶。
Because people, we've eaten the fruit of the truth and the evil, and we will always be judging in people.
所以我们常常看到新闻的里面，就会看到有一个孩子他犯法被关到监狱的里面。
When we look at the news, there were a guy that a child that sinned, that break the law and put in jail.
记者就会来访问这个妈妈说：“你的孩子到底为什么做这样事情？”
And then the news people will ask them, "Why would the child do this?"
妈妈一定会说一句话。
And the mom will say,
他从小都是非常乖的。
Oh, the child's been really good all his life.
他一定是交到坏朋友。
It must be.The bad influence friends.
你知道分别善恶树上的果子就是永远把责任推给别人。
The fruit of the good and evil is always blaming.
他不会把责任放到自己的身上。
They will not take responsibility.
但是基督徒要把责任放在我们自己的身上。
But as Christians, we must take responsibility.
神已经呼召我们起来保护教会。
God has chosen us to protect His church.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is His body.
神呼召我们起来。
God call us.
说祝福的话语。
To speak blessing.
因为祝福的话语带来生命。
Because blessed words brings life.
教会要起来。
God, church must rise up
医治所有的伤口
to heal all that's sick
不是造成别人的伤口
the wounds not from others
你说我们教会真的你知道都太健康了所以我需要给他一个伤口我再来医治他
not, we can say, oh, our church is too healthy I must give them some wound to、yeah.
世界的伤害已经够多了
No, there's already enough wounds from the world
教会里面不需要再有伤害
We don't need more wounds from the church
圣经上面说弟兄乃时常亲爱
In the Bible, it says brothers to love one another.
不一样的思想，就是吃生命树上的果子，而不吃分别善恶树上的果子。
A different mindset to eat from the tree of life, not the tree of good and evil.
当我们又听到弟兄姐妹说这个东西，讲了一些东西，告诉你说，不是我只跟你讲哦。
When we heard something, and I go, oh, I want to tell the pastor about.
我跟你讲那个谁谁谁谁谁。
Oh, pastor, so and so so says this.
你就会把你这些耳朵关掉。
You might close your ears.
你会把这个耳朵打开，对天上打开。
And you can open your ears to the heaven.
神，这个时候我要做什么
？God, what are you saying? What should I do?
神，我现在能够怎么样为这件事情祷告
？How can I pray for this situation?
我的嘴巴不说出去。
I will not say it.
我只到神的面前说：“神，你永远是公义的神。”
I come to God and say, God, you are always righteous.
我如果相信你真的是公义的神
If I truly believe that you are righteous,
那么地上的事情绝对会有审判
Then there will be judgment on the earth.
我不需要审判
I don't need to be the judge.
因为我不是神
Because I am not God.
我把主权交给你
I give you the authority.
我是一个愿意降服的人
I surrender.
或许其实我根本看错了
Maybe because I misjudge.
或许我根本是用世界的方法在思考这些事情。
Maybe because I'm thinking according to the patterns of this world.
我可能把世界的政治拿到了教会里面来运用。
Maybe I've took the worldly political things into the church.
我可能把宗教的效拿进来教会运用。
Maybe I have a spiritual religious mindset into church.
但这些东西不是该教会里面拥有的。
But these do not belong to the church.
只有神要掌权在这个地方。
Only God has the full authority.
所有人来到神的面前是为了敬拜他。
Everyone coming to church for the sole purpose of worshiping.
所有人即使在旷野里面都把手举起来赞美他。
Even though when we're in the wilderness, every one of us lift up our hands to worship him.
因为旷野炼金之后就是迦南。
Because with the purification of wilderness, the next step is promised land.
我不要让我自己死在旷野的里面。
Let us not die in the wilderness.
我要进迦南。
We must enter the promised land.
我要进到神为我预备的地方。
I must enter to where God has promised.
我要看见神的荣耀荣上加荣，力上加力。
I want to see God's glory to glory, strength to strength.
我已经做了一个决定。
I've made the decision.
我要站在神的面前。
I will stand before God.
有一天神可以说。
One day God will say.
忠心又良善的仆人。
My faithful good servant.
好吧，让我们从我们座位上面起立。
Let's stand.
我知道时间应该是差不多，所以我自己开始停下来了。
I realize the time is up, so I'm slowing down.
因为有宵夜等着我们。
We know we have snacks waiting for us.
但是在我们要吃宵夜之前
，Before we eat snacks，
好不好？让我们在今天晚上可以做一个决定。
Let us make this decision tonight.
因为这个决定做了，我们明天我们才可以更深的进迦南。
Because if we make this decision, then we will enter in deeper tomorrow.
我每一堂会带你越来越深的进去，你要跟上来。
Every session we will go deeper, so you must catch up.
你一定要跟上来，因为天国的奥秘非常非常非常的荣耀。
You must enter into because the kingdom has glory and glory.
不要浅尝而已。
Please don't just observe.
要像以西结一样，把脚踏进水里面。
Be like the Ezekiel, put your feet into his water, a river.
那个水不只是在脚踝，它会到你的膝盖。
The river is not just at the ankle, it will go to your knees.
它会到你的腰。
It will go to your waist.
它会把你全然吸进它。
It will immerge
到它的席卷到它的河流里面。
He will immerge you into his river.
而当圣灵的河流来的时候
And when the Holy Spirit comes like a river,
你想站也站不住
When you stand, you cannot stand.
因为你将会进到一个什么叫做丰盛的人生的里面
Because you will enter into understanding of what is an abundant life.
最后有一段经文祝福大家
Lastly, I want to bless you with a scripture.
要先求他的国和他的义
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
其他一切都会加给你们
And everything else will be added on.
很多人说我要追求成功的人生
A lot of people said I want to seek after a successful life
但是成功人生只是在丰盛人生后面跟着的东西
But a successful life is only a plus on after the abundant life
当你先求神的国和神的义
If you seek first his kingdom and righteousness
全部都要加给你
Everything will be added
但是却不带着忧虑
But everything will
not add on worry 因为你不是为这些东西忧虑
Because you're not worrying about these things
你是专注在天国的里面
Because you're so focused on the kingdom
难怪耶稣走遍各城各乡
No wonder Jesus went to city after city.
他说天国近了。
He said kingdom is near.
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
天国近了。
Kingdom is near.
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
悔改不是一个行为上面的改变。
Repent isn't a change of behavior.
悔改是一个思想意念的改变。
Repentance is a change of mindset.
一个思想意念不再认同世界，而是认同天国。
A change of mindset no longer falling onto the world, but his kingdom.
难怪耶稣传讲的是天国的福音。
No wonder Jesus is proclaiming the good news of the
kingdom. 你不要稀释了这个福音，变成没有天国。
Do not dilute the gospel that there's no kingdom.
他传讲的是天国的福音。
He is proclaiming kingdom.
他是把天国带下来。
He is bringing his kingdom.
他说你们要悔改。
So you must repent.
不是行为上面。
Not behavior.
是从心由内而外。
But from your heart internally out.
如果今天我们愿意更新我们的思想。
Today, if you're willing to renew your mind.
今天如果你在睡觉前说神，我求你拿你的棒子打我的头。
Today, before I go to sleep, God, wake my head up.
我不想要再用地上的想法来想你。
I will no longer think according to the patterns of this world.
我想要用天国的方式来想我自己。
I want to think according to the heaven.
我想要真的认识你。
I want to truly know you.
这一次的家庭营会。
Today at the conference,
我要认识你。
I must know you.
我要认识你。
I want to know you.
我要真正的认识你。
I want to truly know you.
主让我来引诱你，你我的心不再用力坚持依靠我自己。
愿你每句话语都成为我命定，改变我生命。
今天让我们能够走进他的心意的里面。
Today I pray that we will walk into His heart.
我们需要说神啊，来拥有我的心。
We must pray to God to say, "Have my heart."
我不想要再用我自己来活。
I do not want to rely on myself to live.
我想要你住在我里面，使我能够有重生。
I want you to live within me so that I can be revived.
主啊，让你的话语成为我生命的标杆。
Lord, let your word be the target of where I live.
让我每一步走得越来越靠近你。
So that every step I take, I'll be closer to you.
我好想像摩西一样与你面对面。
I so want to be like Moses, to see you face to face.
我想要感受与你同行的生活是什么。
I want to experience what life is like to walk with you.
主，你可不可以恢复我回到伊甸园里面与你同行的那样子的生活？
Lord, won't you restore me back to my relationship with you like in the Eden?
我可以看着一切的创造受造物。
So when I look at all of your creation,
我可以跟你说我生命的情话。
And I can talk to you about my daily life.
我对你说谢谢你所给我的一切。
That I can give you my appreciation for all that you've given me.
而且我会成为一个慷慨的人，把这一切看到给予那些有需要的人。
And I can be a generous person to give those who are in need.
我想要跟你一起建造伊甸园。
I want to build Eden with you, God.
我想要懂得怎么样用智慧来享受人生。
Lord, I want to have your wisdom to know how to enjoy life.
我不想要再做一个 survivor.
I will no longer want to become a survivor.
我要进到你的恩典里面，享受与你同行的智慧。
I want to enter into your grace to enjoy the wisdom of life.
今天晚上，圣灵，我邀请你来把你的话语封印在我们每一个人的心里。
Holy Spirit, I pray that you will seal your word into our heart.
让我们接下来的时间，我们可以大笑，我们可以非常开心的团契，我们可以享受彼此肢体的关系。
I bless the time that we are here together, that we will be set free, we'll be filled with joy, that we can enjoy the fellowship with one another.
我们不再被过去那个 survivor 的想法控制住。
We're no longer trapped by the mindset of surviving.
我们来到这个营会。
When we come into the conference,
我们就是要大胆的来享受你给我们的一切。
We'll be courageous to reach for what you have given us.
我们就是要看见那伊甸园的美好，今天要充满在我们当中。
We want to see the goodness of Eden to fill us.
充满在三间教会的里面。
To fill with the three churches.
让这三间教会充满着你的同在。
So the three churches are filled with your presence.
充满着你的荣耀。
Filled with your glory.
充满你的美好。
Filled with your goodness.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
再一次的充满我们每一个人。
Fill us once again.
让我们今晚有一个非常好的睡眠。
So that we'll have a wonderful night.
祝福我们的团契生活。
Bless our fellowship.
让我们彼此的拥抱。
So that we embrace one another.
让我们总是能够 appreciate 彼此。
We can always appreciate one another.
我们总是用我们赞美的口来赞美对方。
We always have words of praise and encouragement.
主啊，把那个关系摆在我们中间。
Help us to build relationships.
那个是真实的关系。
A true relationship.
那是天国的奖赏。那是天国的宝藏。今天让我们每一个人都享受这个宝藏。天父，我谢谢你。耶稣，我谢谢你。圣灵，我谢谢你。愿你今天晚上与我们同行，连在梦里面都来造访我们。听我们这样的祷告，是奉告主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.